The Significance of the Atonement, President Joseph Fielding Smith, Joseph Fielding Smith, Conference Report, April 1956, pages 58-59. My dear brethren and sisters, we are here assembled, as we assemble at of every conference, for the purpose being instructed, built up, and encouraged so that when we return to our homes, we will be able to teach our people and keep them in the path of truth. We may even be admonished, if that is necessary. This afternoon I wish to bear testimony to the restoration of the gospel, to the mission of our Redeemer, to the call of the prophet Joseph Smith and the establishment of this work in the dispensation in which we live, known as the dispensation of the fullness of times. I know absolutely that Jesus Christ is the only begotten Son of God, the Redeemer of the world, the Savior of men insofar as they will repent of their sins and accept the gospel. Through his death he redeemed all men and took upon him that sacrifice which would relieve us of our sins that we may not answer for them if we will accept him and be true and faithful to his teachings. I am just as fully satisfied, because I know, that the Father and the Son appeared to Joseph Smith and revealed to him the great truth which had been lost because of the wickedness of the world, that they are separate distinct personages, that the Father and the Son, together with the Holy Ghost, constitute the Godhead, the great ruling power of the universe, that Jesus Christ volunteered to come into this world to redeem it, that John the Baptist came to the prophet, as did Moroni before him, and Peter, James, and John later, to give authority and to usher in the kingdom of God anew in this dispensation in which we live, because men had turned away from the truth, through darkness which covered the earth they had lost the knowledge of God, they had transgressed the laws and changed the ordinances, and instead of teaching the simple truths of the gospel of Jesus Christ, they taught the commandments of men just as the Lord Jesus Christ declared to the prophet Joseph Smith. I am grateful for my membership in this church, for the opportunity that has been mine to serve. My desire is to prove true and faithful to the end. I realize that this is the dispensation of the fullness of times, that we live in perilous days, that men's hearts are failing, that contention prevails, nations stand in opposition to nations, and there is no peace. I realize, because I discover it, that there is commotion not only among men, but also in the elements pertaining to this earth, that they too are becoming angry, the judgments of the Almighty are being poured out upon the inhabitants of the earth by earthquakes, by flood, by famine and pestilence, and in many other ways. All of these are signs that have been given by our Lord Jesus Christ to convince men upon the face of the earth that his coming is near, even at our doors. When you return to your homes, teach the people, call upon them to repent wherein they need to repent, to get on their knees before the Lord, to remember their covenants, and their obligations to keep them, and to walk faithfully and humbly in the sight of their eternal Father. That is one of the most important missions that we have. Let us carry it out. I humbly pray in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.